It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this week you didn't go to the movies again. You saw it someplace else, right?
You know, after that big opening, theaters are back with Unhinged and Tenet, boy, there has been slim picking since then. And I'm even hearing now Black Widow has been pushed back to 2021. So we might be doing a little bit more of this, Doug, than I thought we would in terms of not seeing new movies in theaters, at least till the Bond film in November. So this last month on Turner Classic, Doug, was called Women in Film, and there was a remarkable new documentary about the history of filmmaking with women directors, and a lot of interesting films were shown. And I want to talk about a few of them and how people can access them and see them, because the big explosion I've seen, Doug, in being a jury member on the Fargo Film Festival in the last 10 years has been how many films we get, short films, documentaries, narratives, from women directors. It has just exploded in the last 10 years at film schools. It's great to finally see it. Of course, as we've talked about, Doug, only one woman director has ever won the Oscar, and that's Catherine Bigelow for The Hurt Locker. But one of the films I really liked on Turner Classic was a 2005 Mongolian film called Cave of the Yellow Dog. And the director is Biambasaran Davao. And what she did was she spent a year with a family, kind of a nomad family, sheep herders, that kind of thing. But the father also has a motorcycle, so they're kind of living the life that their ancestors lived 1,000 years ago. But he does go into town sometimes on his motorcycle to get supplies. And the landscape is so remarkably photographed by her and her cinematographer. It's just a remarkable film. She spent a year with this family, and she really got them to act on almost a scripted script. You feel like you're watching actors play family members, but they're all family members. But it doesn't feel like a documentary. He got them to kind of act like they're actors, and it feels like you're watching a true narrative film, which is what she intended. And the plot revolves around the oldest daughter finding this dog in a cave, and she wants to keep it, and the father doesn't want to keep it. And there's a remarkable plot device at the end of the film, which really kind of saves the day and has the father see the dog in a new light. So it's a charming film. The subtle emotional beats in the film are wonderful. It's not over the top with sentiment, but it shows the life of these nomads in the year 2005, the way they build their little hut, the way they take it down to keep moving. It's like you're watching a symphony, an orchestra, with these montage sequences. So I really like that film a lot.
Now, this is a combined effort, isn't it? When I looked it up in IMDb, it says Germany and Mongolia.
Yeah, she probably got the funding from Germany, but it was shot in Mongolia, and she, of course, is Mongolian. So it really had a great feel to that movie. It's an interesting film. The landscape, it feels like you're watching a David Lean film, just the vistas and the mountains in the background and everything. So I would urge people to go see this movie. Some of the other highlights, Doug, from the month were two films I saw that dealt with girls' school plots and kind of an underlying LGBT theme, which kind of had to be hidden because of when these films were made. Olivia, which came out in 1951 in France, is the one I liked a little bit less than the other. That was directed by Jacqueline Audrey, woman director at the time. And it's a girls' school in Paris, and the new student basically falls in love with the head teacher, Miss Julie, who she just idolizes. But some of the plot devices don't quite work because they've got to be so careful, Doug, in how they're presenting this. And I felt there was a couple plot devices left out. But another film called Mädchen in Uniform, which came out in Germany in 1931, again, pre-Hitler, so a lot more liberal with what they could get on screen. This is actually the superior film. Again, it takes place at a girls' school. And again, the young student who comes there, the new student, falls in love with one of her teachers. And this film is actually more daring than the one 20 years later, because we get the words, "I love you, I want to spend my life with you," these kind of things. Of course, it's 1931. This forbidden love can never be between the teacher and the student, and things are found out and there's an investigation. But I like the look of that film a little bit better. It feels like one of those German films from the 20s and early 30s, Doug, before you know, before the Third Reich came in, when there was that real liberal artist feeling in Germany. That's a phenomenal film, Mädchen in Uniform.
Well, I really like Turner Classic because they kind of curate what you're going to see, and they'll put together a series of movies that follow a similar theme, or in the cases you just talked about, women, and it's really a heck of a resource. But let's get back to Cave of the Yellow Dog.
Yeah.
Because there's a dog star in this film. How's the dog?
Oh, he's great. He's so cute and just wants to be part of this family. And, you know, we've seen a lot of films over the years, Doug, with animals. And if the animal is an animal that they can train and they can do what they want that animal to do, it can transform the movie. And the dog does transform the movie. His relationship with the little girl is so tender, so real. And again, you feel like you're watching something real because this is a real family that the director found. So the dog is great. The dad is great. He kind of softens his heart eventually, as you can imagine. The little girl is great. It's a phenomenal motion picture.
This won the German Film Award for Best Children's Film, so it's a family film, even though it's subtitled, I take it. Well, that inspires my Oscar trivia question this week, because I've looked into this and I discovered that no dog has been awarded an Oscar. Apparently, they don't have any agents or anything like that. Well, they probably do, but they don't win the awards. But there is one dog that was associated with a movie that won 5 Academy Awards that was considered, actually, as perhaps they should have nominated it. So this is a relatively recent movie. Do you know the name of the dog by any chance, and can you name the movie?
So it won 5 Oscars, and the dog was a crucial part of the film.
Yes. It's a film, Matt.
I was going to say Life of Pi, but that had a tiger in it.
No, this is a silent movie.
Oh, The Artist, of course. Yes. The dog and The Artist. He was great.
The dog is Uggie. He didn't get to take the gold, but he did get to come on stage when the Oscar for Best Actor was given out, and he has his paws on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He also appeared with Robert Pattinson and Reese Witherspoon in Water for Elephants. That was his debut, apparently. So we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.